good to have your company on Racing Pulse, and it's great to catch up with Nathan Punch, who is back doing what he loves most, riding, and he's got four rides today at Sale, and hopefully for Nathan, he can get his first winner back after a very long layoff with a severe debilitating concussion that took a long time to get under control. It's great to catch up with Nathan. Now, morning, Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. You must be loving life, getting back to doing what you love, riding horses in races.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very long, extensive process, but just glad to be back doing it now.
Were there many times that you thought your career as a jockey was over?
There was one. It was probably about the end of November. I'd come back to track work for about 3 weeks, and my body just wasn't dealing with it. The headaches weren't getting any better. And at that point, I thought that that was it. And then stopped riding track work again, had another break. And then probably a month or two after that, I felt like I was back to normal. So I was very glad.
So take us back to the start. Where did you get the concussion and how severe was it?
I think it was the 15th of August, 2022, just in a jump out at Cranbourne. I was riding a horse and it just jumped out the barriers awkwardly, and similar thing happened like what happened to Dwayne Dunn. I hit my head on the crossbar at the top of the barriers, and I stayed on the horse and I kept going in the trial, but as soon as I sort of calmed down and the adrenaline wore off, I could feel that I wasn't right, and it was nothing sort of, it was never too serious. I just couldn't get over the headaches. It took a long time to get over the sort of the dizziness and all that, but it was just that last step, just getting rid of the headaches, that took a very long time.
So obviously you would have seen plenty of doctors and been assessed. Did they do scans of your brain when the issue was so severe and the headaches were persisting?
I ended up getting an MRI on my brain and on my neck, because I eventually developed bit of neck soreness that started triggering the headaches even more, and nothing sort of too severe showed up on the scans, just sort of normal wear and tear, nothing that they were too concerned about. So that always sort of gave me a bit of hope that it was nothing too serious and time would eventually just overcome it.
So why did the doctors and the specialists feel that this was such a prolonged situation and the side effects lasted for so long, if it wasn't, a huge injury that you sustained?
So early days when I originally first did it, I got COVID a couple of times sort of in the first couple of months after doing it. And Dr. Gary Zimmerman reckons that there's a possibility that sort of a lot's still unknown with that, that there's a possibility that that had a great effect on sort of headaches and concussion and all that. So other than that, there's nothing really that they've said that has triggered it to be so prolonged, but just glad to be over it now.
Had you had many concussions before?
That was my first one.
Really?
Yeah, sure. So... did a good job of it.
Yeah, you did. For those of the listeners, and there'll be plenty of them out there that would never have actually had a concussion or been knocked out, what were these lingering effects, and how did it make you feel?
So for the first probably 3 to 6 months, I had headaches, dizziness, a bit of nausea, memory loss, just... I'd be in the middle of doing something and I'd just completely forgot what I was doing. And so you'd stand there stunned trying to work out what you were doing, and just those sort of things just made every day-to-day life quite difficult.
Michael Walker joins me every Tuesday, and he's in later today, and he talks about the fact that he's lost the use of quite a large percentage of his brain because of the continual concussions he's had. Now, he's had a hell of a lot more than you, Nathan. He says he's still dealing with those. So did you have to sit down and talk it over with yourself and your loved ones and say, look, this is what's occurred from the first time I've been concussed. Do I really want to continue on? Do I need to look at my future? Was that a question that you had to ask yourself at some stage?
Yeah, I thought that, and speaking to a few specialists, they seem to think when you get a concussion, if you give it the right time and return when you're properly overcome everything, that it doesn't so much affect your next concussion as much.
Oh.
So I just thought, after giving it so long, I thought I'll just give it a crack, and if nothing works out this time, then that's it.
Well, fingers crossed, we'll see you in the winner's stall sooner rather than later. So you've done a great job. I know you're a natural lightweight, so that certainly has helped in the period that you're out. But you've got four rides today. It's been good that you've been able to get a few rides on the one card. They're all pretty much considered roughies. Is there one more than the others that you're looking forward to partnering today?
Probably Robbie Griffiths, Matt de Coxhorse. So I trialled it before it went to the races, its first start. I think at the time I wasn't cleared to be back at the races yet. And I thought she trialled well enough to be competitive in this sort of race. She's drawn a really good barrier, so she'll get a nice run in the race, and hopefully she can just present and show something.
Well, she's about a 70-1 pop. Your best chance of a winner may well be on Anzac Day. Modernissimo, who's another one that's been racing well from Robbie and Maddie. Is that the one where you may be able to break the duck?
Yeah, I definitely think so. He's been, ever since he's come to us, his preparation, he's been very consistent. He's drawn a good barrier on Thursday, so hopefully he just gets a nice run, and I think he hopefully should be too strong in the finish.
Well, Nath, great to catch up, mate. Well done in getting back to the saddle, and we wish you all the best. Fingers crossed that win is just around the corner.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your time.
Nathan Punch joining us there.